Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schwie ist Perik Yud, Mishnah Ches. Hamachzer Chayve Bishwie is. Shimon comes to me. We didn't have a prosbo. He owes me money. It's after Shemitah. And he says, listen, I want to pay you. Batnur reminds us it's the end of Shemitah that cancels the Chayve. In other words, throughout Shemitah, I can still collect it. It's when Shemitah is over. Says the Batanura She'ein Shvias Meshametes Ela B'Soifa, only by the end. She'nemar, as the pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of the 7 years. It's important to stress that here. The reason the Batanura is stressing that here is because the literal title of the mission is Amachzer Chayv B'Shvias. The Shimon is so nice, he wants to pay back the Chayv B'Shvias. During Shemitah, he has to pay it back anyway, but we mean it's after Shemitah. So Yoim Eloi, he should say to him, the Malva, the lender should say to the Loiva, look, Mishamatani, I'm canceling the Chayv. I have to do what the Torah says I have to do. Now, the truth is, even if he's not canceling the Chayv, it gets canceled. The Torah says it does. But the Malva has to let him know, you know that according to the Torah, you don't have to pay back. Amaloi, and Shimon says to me, in the case of the Mishnah, the Loiva says to the Malva, says to him, Afal Pikain, I know I don't have to pay you back, but I want to pay you back. Zokta Mishnah Yekablam, and take it from him. I am allowed to take the money from Shimon. Not only that, says the Batanura. As I'm saying, you know, I have to say the Chayv is canceled, I can extend my hand and say, Gebeheri, can I have it, please? I can't say that, can I have it, but meaning I can show with my hand, but I expect you to pay it. But I can't force you. I'm telling you, the Torah says the Chayv is canceled. Now Shimon, who could get away with it, he has every right, still says, I want to pay back. Yekabel men, he should accept it from him. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, this is learned from the Pasuk. V'zeh dvar ha-shmita, in other words, the fact that I, the Malva, say out with my mouth, I am Mishamed, that's enough. I don't have to say it a second time. That's learned from v'zeh, says the Batanur. All I have to do is say once, you don't have to pay. And if he insists on paying, all the better. Now, the loiva should not say, oh, I'm paying you my obligation. He should say, it's my money, I'm giving it to you as a gift. Unless he says that according to the Rambam, and that's how we paskin, you can't really take it. Ki Yitzabai, we find a similar type of situation. Ritzeach, someone who killed someone b'shaygeg. Shagala l'ir miklatai. He went into Galus, to his ir miklat. V'rotzi anshi'ir, and the people of the city, l'chabde, they want to be mechabed him. Yoimelam, he should say to them, I'm a Ritzeach, I killed someone b'shoigeg. He should say that, Ritzeachani. I don't want COVID. Im Amrilai, if the people of the city say, Afla Pikain, despite that we want to be mechabed, you kabel them. You could be mechabel to COVID. He doesn't have to try to say no a second time. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, here too, v'zeh dvar haritzeach. He has to say it once, v'zeh. And dvar, by saying it, that's enough. He's yotze, his obligation, they can continue to give him COVID. Very interesting thing that the Melech HaShleima brings over here, b'shem the Yerushalmi. If a person learned one Masechta, and he goes to a place and they're mechabed him, you know two Masechtas, he has to say to them, no, I only know one Masechta. They shouldn't give him more kavod than he deserves to get. You know, Rav Palm Zichrono Livracha said, even though by a hesped you're allowed to exaggerate, he begged people not to exaggerate. He said, I don't want to come up to Shemayim with a false passport. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that if someone wants to return a chayv on Shvias, the Malva has to say, listen, the chayv is canceled. He has to say Mishamarani, the loiva for his part. If he wants to, he can say, Afal Pikain, I want to pay you. He can. The Malva has satisfied his obligation, even by saying once, Mishamarani, and even if he's like showing with his hand, but please pay me. In a similar vein, a Ritzeach who killed someone b'shaygeg that goes off to the Ir Miklat, and the people want to honor him, he has to say at least once, I'm a Ritzeach, and they say to him, Afal Pikain, and he can accept the Kavod.